Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and yes, now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Beatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, early season bow hunting tips, a new camo pattern from Huntworth Gear, and fall fun in Florence County, Wisconsin. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from home this week, but he's not home very long. Jeff, you're between tournaments, aren't you?
Yeah, just got a few left, and in between one right now. I had the National Walleye Tour Championship last weekend. Got Cass Lake MWC this weekend, and in 2 weeks I've got the final event of the year, which is the Masters Walleye Circuit, the MWC Championship in Alpena, Michigan. So I was over there last week. Got to go to Minnesota this week and then back over to Michigan in a couple weeks.
And you've got a week off in between. Is that your week for your annual trip with your son, Robert?
So it was last year. This year we're going to push it into the first weekend of October just because of everything going on house-wise and things of that nature. But we are still going to take that trip. We're not going to miss out on that.
Good, good. And how is the new house move-in going?
Slow but sure. Each time I get a moment to actually, get some stuff done, get some organizing, get some stuff up, we're getting there, but, it's a slow process. It's a big house, that we moved into. And so there's a lot of places we can put stuff. We just have to make, the decision of how and where and what's going to be convenient. And, you know, it's all those things that I think everybody goes through when they move in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And how long it'll sit in boxes before you say, you know what, we're putting it here or we're selling it.
Rid of it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's stuff that we moved that I thought for sure, you know, yeah, I definitely want to keep this. And then, you know, now I'm trying to find a place for it. I'm like, you know, I don't really need this thing.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff like that.
Good thinking. Well, last weekend you were in Oconto. No.
No. I was in Oscoda, Michigan.
Oscoda, yes. Last weekend you were in Oscoda, Michigan. How did that tournament go?
Yeah, great. National Walleye Tour Championship, 3 days of fishing, top 41 pros and top 41 co-anglers from the National Walleye Tour season were there. And the overall winner was Tom Wynn. Tom is relatively new to the walleye fishing tournament scene. I think he showed up probably 2021. I think it was his first year fishing walleye tournaments. He had done some bass tournaments prior to that. The very first walleye tournament he got into was an AIM event that summer, and he and his partner won it. The second walleye event he got into was the MWC at Cass Lake. He and his partner won that and decided, you know what? I think I'm going to give this walleye fishing a try. And so he jumped right over to the National Walleye Tour and has been lighting things up ever since. He's now got a championship under his belt, and it was fun. Real humble guy, real nice guy. Believe it or not, Dan, he does nails, like fingernails, for a living. That's what he does. He owns a nail shop near the
really?
Twin Cities. That's what he does. That is his job. So,
wow.
Yeah, real interesting guy. Real interesting.
It Did he do your nails while he was
there? He didn't. He has done the nails of, some of the, wives that have come along on tour for the guys. And I don't know if any of the guys have jumped in yet, but, you know, I'm not afraid of a pedicure here and there. I might give him a shot, you know.
Well, Jordan Weeks was sporting black nail polish when I last saw him last year at the World Muskie Hunt. And I said, what's up with this? And he said, oh, my daughter painted him. So that's what he said. I don't know. Jordan, if you're listening, I don't know if they're still black, but we got to get out on the water one of these times. Well, Wynn, that's an interesting name, but he spells it in a strange way for, it's not spelled like W-I-N, is it?
No, it's H-U-Y-N, H-U-Y-H-N, actually.
Yeah.
And, it took me a second when he told me what his last name was at the first MWC event. I was like, man, how do you get Wynn out of that? I just stopped thinking about it. I just say it. In fact, I really have a lot of fun with it. There's a song that says, a pop song out there that says, win, 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 no matter what. And so I will play on that now and then. And I happened to do so, on the first day of the event when I introduced him, Tom, win, 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 no matter what. And, you know, he ended up coming through on it. So it was kind of cool.
Nice. All right. And this weekend you are in Cass Lake, Minnesota. That is the last event of the MWC for the season before the championship, right?
Yeah. Last qualifying event for the championship, for next season. And yeah, 94 teams up there. It's the most Cass has ever had for the Masters Walleye Circuit. Going to be a great event. Going to be warm, but it's going to be fun because it's Cass Lake.
Yeah. Well, and this is the opening weekend of bow and crossbow, along with grouse and cottontail up north and squirrels statewide. I guess I don't need to ask you if you're hunting this weekend, but how about this coming week? Will you have a chance?
Boy, I don't know, Dan. I we will certainly get out and do some hunting. My son Robert, of course, he'll be out chasing squirrels at some point. Already has been, honestly. I mean, he can do so on our own property. So,
yes.
We're looking forward to being able to get out and shoot some deer. We've got plenty running around the property. I've got plenty of cameras out now and kind of getting a feel of the new place. Even though I know where they were moving at the old place, which is literally next door, this is certainly a little new piece to learn and kind of put the whole block together really in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, that's how they were evading me here and there and the other way, you know? So interesting.
Yes, very nice. Well, you will enjoy learning the new property and maybe taking a deer or some other game there as well. Well, this week I'm heading up to Ballard's Black Island Resort. That's on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods, and I'll have a full report next week. We've got a group of 17 going this year, including three couples, and it is a family-friendly resort. And the fishing, of course, is outstanding, or I wouldn't be going back. This is my fourth trip to Black Island, and I'm hoping to host another one next year, and maybe some listeners will join me if they've been kind of on the fence on that one. I hope so. It's a great event. Well, coming up, Eric Prince invites us to come up to Florence County, Wisconsin to enjoy the fall colors, waterfall tours, and much more. Jeff Buds shares some advice on how to shoot a wild turkey grand slam, and he knows how. He's done it more than 100 times. And J.C. Chamberlain offers some tips for early season bow hunting success. As I mentioned, the season is open now. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peatonwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Peatonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now for our monthly chat about what's going on in Florence County is Eric Prince. He's the Director of Florence County Economic Development. Eric, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, glad to be here, Dan.
Now, I said a lot going on. You have beautiful landscape and waterfalls and trails, and we'll get to that, but you've got some events coming up you want to talk about, don't you?
Well, yeah, we have a few going on here. ADRC, which is for our seniors, they have 2 to 3 mile hikes that they do on these various trails, and the hiking group is actually getting bigger. So if anybody, any of the seniors out there want to get outside and they're looking for a good hike, they can contact the ADRC and get registered as it is required. They have 2 in September and 2 in October. On Wednesday the 26th, we have an outdoor education talk on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and that's in the lower level of our beautiful Florence Natural Resource Center. And they're going to be talking about autumn maintenance of yards and gardens for wildlife habitat. This ecologist, Nicole Schutt, is going to talk about the way you handle your yard and how it affects butterflies, bees, amphibians, mammals. The list goes on. So there's quite a bit there. And then the big mention would be Saturday, September 28th, speaking of trails. 101, formerly Lefts, is having their annual UTV-ATV poker run. There's lots that goes to it. They always have entertainment. There's hundreds of people that are involved in that. I did it last year. It's a great ride. And that's going to be on Saturday the 28th. And it's perfect because fall colors are normally around that time, and the first week in October is when we're full colors. So I've started tracking those, but it's great. You can get out on so many different trails. We have the waterfalls, the barrens. You can go out hiking. You can bike trails. We have the ATV, UTV trails. There's equestrian trails for those horse lovers out there. So there's a lot of ways to get out there, enjoy nature, and watch as the colors transform. It's a beautiful time of the year.
It certainly is. And you have been posting already on TravelWisconsin.com and on your Florence County YouTube channel. I saw some video just the other day from Kai's Lake and Kai's Peak, I believe.
At the beginning of the week, on Monday morning, I drove up. There's a scenic outlook that you can drive up to the top, and then I went down by the lake because, you know, I noticed that they're changing. In this past week even, I don't know if it's the warm weather or what, but some of the reds and yellows are starting to make their way out, and, you know, I suspect that over the course of the next couple of weeks, you know, it's really going to really kind of explode. I try to do that once or twice a week just to let people see where we are, and they can come up and they can go out and do the ride on Rustic Road 74. We have it's a 32.5-mile strip, which runs between Highway 139 and County C in Florence. And it's absolutely beautiful, especially this time of year when the leaves are changing. So, you know, people want to come up and they want to plan the trip. Regardless of where they're staying, they can come out and enjoy all the different ways that they can view the colors.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Kai's Peak and Kai's Lake. You've got a disc golf course there, and I understand there's a tournament coming up.
We do. I think it's been utilized more this year than I've seen. It's a constant barrage of cars and people. It's an 18-hole disc golf course on Kai's Peak, and October 12th, they're having a tournament. You can find all the details for it on exploreflorencecounty.com, or people can certainly reach out to me. A friend of mine, Fred Irwin, he actually runs the event, and we can certainly get you whatever details you might want. But yeah, come up and you can disc golf course. We also have archery ranges up there that Freddie's been working on. You know, the whole Kai's Peak area, from the beach, the boat launch, the campgrounds, the ski hill, the lodge, it's constantly being used. It's one of our biggest assets for the county. It's always being utilized for something, and the disc golf course has definitely increased as far as foot traffic, and get out there, get some great exercise, and you should see the way some of these people chuck these frisbees. It's crazy.
Oh, I know. I know. You can't call it a frisbee, though. They don't like that, do they?
Yeah, a disc. But yeah, that's coming up on October 12th, but we do have quite a few events that are running through September and right through till October, and then, of course, we'll be heavy into getting ready for going out for the whitetail in November. So it doesn't really stop. We keep it going.
I guess you do. And, of course, for folks who are not into disc golf or hiking or ATV, UTV rides or anything like that, hunting seasons are open. The grouse season opens this weekend, and fall fishing usually gets better as the weather cools.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing all of it. I haven't been out since I've been here for partridge or grouse, but I'm looking forward to going out and getting some birds.
Well, good. I hope you do. You're from New England, so you call them partridge. That's what I called them when I was a kid growing up in western New York. But here they're called grouse. It's the same bird.
It's the same bird, and they taste just as good no matter what you call them.
That's right, and they're just as hard to hit, whether you call them grouse or partridge or you, son of a gun, or whatever else you want to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for that report. I know you've got a lot going on up there in Florence County, and I certainly hope you have a great rest of September, and we will catch up with you in October for sure.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Eric Prince is the Director of Economic Development for Florence County. You can learn all about the things we talked about and more at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Blaine's, Farm and Fleet, and other retailers, and online at huntworthgear.com. And joining us again is Huntworth Pro staffer Jeff Buds. He's a guide, a writer, and he's got more than 35 years of experience hunting all over the world. He's killed personally and guided people to more. He's killed more than 500 wild turkeys, more than 100 grand slams, and that's more than any other hunter in history. And he's a Huntworth Pro staffer in addition. And his website, if you want to read about him, is tagitworldwide.com. You'll find links to his Facebook and Instagram accounts there as well. And he's been a regular on our show, but we haven't talked to him now this year at all. So, Jeff, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, it's fun to talk to you. I think you have one of the most exciting lives of any outdoorsman I know, at least in the turkey hunting world anyway. And what have you been up to during the off season? Or is there an off season for Jeff Buds?
Well, several years ago, we talked about, I got sick of people posting in December and saying, a strutting turkey and saying, hey, I can't wait for March to be here. And I realized that there was a season in southern Florida for an Osceola. And then I put two and two together and said, you know what? There's 12 months a year that you can legally hunt turkeys. And of course, Wisconsin, now Maine and Michigan are the three that you can hunt in June. July is Florida. August is Florida. Several states from September through May. The big one is Texas, in South Texas, in February. So anyway, after that one, that's the only time I hunted a turkey year round, or 12. Actually, I did a 13th month just because that's how I am. 13 months straight. But, you know, Dan, after I get done with turkey, when I get home at the end of May, it takes me about 30 days to say a word with the letter T in it, let alone the word turkey. Yeah. All kidding aside, I do a lot of stuff down here. I have leases. I have a big deer lease in Illinois and in Kansas. I have groups that go out there. And then, you know, I've got some leases in Florida. I dabble around. I take care of a few properties. But, you know, I waited until 51 to get married, my first and only. And I waited another year to have my first and only son, who's Hunter. And I just try and enjoy as much family time, and my wife would sort of roll her eyes because I'm busy doing whatever all the time. I just keep after it. And, you know, I'm already booking for next year. I tell people to sort of, because I sell out every year. So I just sort of say, don't bother me until July, August, in the midst of that, for mainly Osceolas. And then I do a handful of Grand Slams myself because I'm so versed at it, as you said. I love it. And, you know, I just know it like the back of my hand. But, you know, besides that, do some fishing and playing around, do some traveling, and just enjoy.
Well, good for you. Now, speaking of Grand Slams, earlier this year, Troy Link, and he's a Wisconsin boy, I will point out. He's the current owner and the son of Jack Link of Jack Link's Sausage and Snack Foods, which most people in Wisconsin know. He completed the Grand Slam, and we'll talk about what that is, in 10 hours and 43 minutes. Obviously some flying time and very little sleep involved, but what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you have done it in a little over a day, and here's a guy who's done it in less than 12 hours.
Yeah. I had it at 45. I set the record 45, and then somebody else with their own, and that's flying commercial and driving. And then somebody else with their own plane, he had a Pilatus. He did it in actually 6 minutes less than me.
Oh.
So it got beat, but it's funny, small world, but Troy called me himself and we spoke about several things, Osceola. And then I said, well, you have a jet and you love this. Why don't you do it in a day with me? And he said, what are you talking about? So he had called me a year and a half ago and I told him all about it and what it would take and the logistics. Never heard anything back from him until I heard the week before that he was getting ready to do it. I was fleshing out a couple other leads because I found somebody else. So I took him and he missed a bird. We would have had it in the day, no problem. We would not have beaten 10 hours and 43 minutes like Troy did. So I got the record back with my hunter at 32 hours. We got it on Thursday, and Troy finished his on Friday. So again, I held the record, or my guy did, for 48 hours.
Yeah.
So close and so far, and, you know, anyway, bittersweet. But, hey, great guy. It's all for a good cause. He had some good people on the crew. Hey, if anybody's listening and they got a jet, I can beat him. Let's do it. Give me a call. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So the Grand Slam, you know, it's got to go to Florida, got to go to the Southeast. They went to Georgia, as I did. And then he got his Miriam in Colorado. I don't know where he got his Rio. I didn't see that. You know, he was with Michael Waddell, who's an avid outdoorsman and a huge advocate for all of us who I respect and know. Four different subspecies in four different areas of the United States. You can do it in a lifetime, or you can do it in as fast as you can do it. It all counts for a Grand Slam. And typically people will tell you, I got a lifetime Grand Slam. I got a single season Grand Slam. I got an archery Grand Slam. They'll tell you if they got something really to admire, they'll make sure they throw that in, as they should, because it is quite a feat. It takes a lot to dedicate the time and the money to go out and do that, whether it's guided or not. You still got to show up, and you still got to get it done.
Absolutely. Now, the Osceola is the sticking point for, obviously, you got to have all four subspecies, the Eastern Osceola, Merriam's, and Real. But the Osceola is that the toughest one? It's only in Florida.
Well, supply and demand, yes, 1,000%, because, you know, it's just over 100,000 Osceolas in the, I can say the world, because they're only in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there are arguably over 10,000 that are taken every year, so 10-ish%. And then there's Easterns in every state from the Mississippi East, plus the more. Rio's in the Southwest, Merriam's in the Northwest. And Osceolas, you can only get two in the spring and two in the fall. So the most anybody can get is four. And that's what people argued me on when I did get to 100 Grand Slams and really made it public. Oh, there's no way, you're lying. And I said, well, I've got all my licenses, I've got all my pictures, and I've got all my documentation. I did four a year, plus I hunted on an Indian reservation at the time, which was legal in South Florida, the Seminole Reservation. And I picked up another 11, I think, off the reservation over the course of 4 years-ish. So that's what got me to 100. Now, since I've slowed way down, but we all need a bucket list. We all need to chase something, because sitting on the porch reading a magazine, it'll get us to the finish line quick, but it's not the finish line 6 feet under that any of us are chasing.
Right. Absolutely. Well, so you are going to shoot an Osceola or two this fall, you think?
I will probably maybe go out and get one. And everybody thinks, because I'm down here, I live here year round, I have a bunch of properties that I lease, but one of my buddies wanted to argue me, and he said, oh, go out and shoot a couple. I'm like, no, I really don't want to spend the money. What are you talking about? I pay for every one of my Osceolas that I take as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's expensive for anybody, because these guys know what they're worth. I'm not going to shoot an Osceola. I haven't shot a fall Osceola for a while, but, you know, I've shot a spring since 94, so I'm over 30 years of that. Oklahoma, I'm going for a Rio, and then Illinois, I'll probably shoot an Eastern there. I don't have a trip out west planned, because Nebraska changed their season drastically, but I went out west with my wife, and we had a good time duck, goose, and turkey hunting second week of January for the last few years, and we had a great time, but they changed it. And you can't do it now. They don't hunt. They hunt just the month of November now. It's for one bird only. It used to be three birds.
Yeah.
It just is too much now. Other stuff on the docket to chase.
Yeah, well, you're going to be keeping busy. I know your energy level is far superior to that of most people, even half your age, let alone in their 50s. You just keep going like the Energizer Bunny. We got a minute or so left here. Let's talk about a couple of products that you've worked with, and I have as well. Huntworth Gear, they have a new camo pattern, Vertec, and I haven't tried it yet. I don't know if you have.
I have not. It looks great, but I have not. I hear that supplies are running short. They're flying out of the door, so little guys like you and I are the last to get a good pick of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I look forward to it, and it's great gear for the working guy, and that's who they sell to. They sell, you know, they start off in Walmart with gloves, and they've built up quite a business by making a great product that's not just junk that falls apart. I'm harder on gear than anybody else I know, because I'm just hard, but also because I'm in the woods for 3 months hunting turkeys and crawling around and stuff. But it holds up great. I love it.
Yes, it certainly does. And the other product you and I both use is the 4-Play Box Call, including the new Rafter. Well, it's not new. It's been out a couple of years, but you've killed a lot of turkeys thanks to the Rafter, and I was pretty successful the last 2 years here in Wisconsin. I got three each year, and the Rafter was helping me in every case. It's a great box call, isn't it?
It is a great box call, but yeah, the Rafter's a new one, and Brian and I are working hand-to-hand. Two things you got to look out for coming up. He's got a drawing coming for an Osceola hunt. He's got a lot of good companies on board for a great sweepstake. That'll be a fun one, so everybody can look out for that one.
Yes, he told me about that, and we will be talking about it on the show for sure. Well, Jeff, we're going to let you go. I know you're a busy guy. I wish you the best of luck this fall on your travels and your hunts, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll have you on again, if not before Christmas, early next year, probably.
I love that. Here, I'll put a plant a seed. I've got a new one coming. The website isn't out yet, but it's called More Turkeys, M-O-R-E, Miriam Osceola Rio Eastern. And I'm going to have a nationwide competition. There's only 5 divisions, 1 for each of the 4, and then a Grand Slam competition. So there's 300 participants in each. You pay to enter, and then there'll be all kinds of rules and regs how you enter your bird. And if you shoot the biggest bird, well, for each of the divisions, I don't have my sheet in front of me, but it's somewhere around $8,000 for the winner, and it's for the Grand Slam winner, 4 birds. If you do it next spring, it'll be worth $15,000. I'll pay 11 deep, but the great thing about this is it's individual. Each hunter goes out by themselves, wherever they hunt, guided, unguided, public, private, any legal weapon, any legal way you do it, there'll be a way for you to win some money and have some fun for a great cause.
Fantastic. We will talk to you again about that. I'm sure there'll be information on your website, right?
There will be. There will be. It's always great talking to you. Have a good fall. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. We'll be in touch.
All right. God bless.
And you. And you. Jeff Buds, tagitworldwide.com is his website. He is a Huntworth Gear pro staffer. Huntworth Gear is performance camel wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for a Madison Outdoors Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on Highway 14, that's just west of Arena, and about a half hour west of Madison. You can find them online as well at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back. Well, the countdown is over. By the time this airs, the season will be underway. Are you ready?
I'm pretty much there. I should be pretty good now. I've crossed off all the boxes for the most part, shot my broadhead, make sure everything's good there. Been shooting the bow a little bit here and there, and for the most part, stands are ready. Looking pretty good this year.
Good. Shot my broadheads. Now, there's a concept not everybody thinks of. Talk about that.
Regardless of fixed head versus expandable, no matter what it is, it's always a good idea to at least have one, you know, head to shoot to check to make sure they're going to fly well. Especially with a fixed head, it's super important. And even with a mechanical, there's going to be a chance for there to be some difference. With the mechanicals, most of the time at our normal hunting yardages, it's not. But I like to try to have everything hitting as well as I can out to, honestly, as far as I can, which usually I try to use 80 or 100 yards as my fallback to just double-check everything.
Yeah, double-check. Do you actually shoot at that distance? Well, you shoot at a deer at that distance.
If it was one that I already had an arrow in, I would absolutely do it. It would depend on the situation as far as the first arrow.
Yeah.
I still like them top pin, for sure.
Yeah, 20 yards.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what kinds of things can go wrong switching from field points to broadheads when you're shooting?
Usually it's just point of impact. It shouldn't be any different, but if the bow is tuned really well and we shoot one and it's different, usually it's magnifying our mistake because you're basically putting a fletching of some size on the front of that shaft. So being that's the first thing out of the bow, it's going to catch, you know, start steering that arrow first. And then if there's any deviation from there, the fletching needs to try to take over and steer it in the right direction. And if we either have not enough fletching on the back or, like I said, any little mistake we make, it might not show up with field tips, but it always almost will show up with any kind of broadhead.
Okay, so our form is critical, as it always is. Now, you talked about fletching. I see a lot of people shooting at least the field points with a short, I don't know, 2-inch or shorter fletching.
Yeah, and the length, it's going to do something for that fletch, but honestly, I feel height is more important.
Okay.
In terms of steering. So the taller that vein, the more steering it's going to do. Shorter the vein, as far as height, is going to be maybe a little bit less, but typically they're also going to be a little longer, so that surface area kind of balances out a little bit, but height still seems to trump everything.
Okay, so you've got a little more wingspan, so to speak, to guide your flight.
You've got a little bit more of a parachute back there to kind of get things steered in the right direction and get it started.
Okay, well, I would assume that anybody hearing this should be ready, but what tactics do you use and what do you advise for right now, early season, and it's going to be warm this weekend?
Yeah, like early season, typically food source. This time of year, it seems like right now alfalfa has been pretty big, at least around here. A lot of those fields that are up 6-8 inches or even a little better are still getting hit really hard. It can be acorns if they're falling. Usually apples is kind of one of my go-tos if you have any around. And then regardless, especially with this weekend with the heat, like you mentioned, water holes. Mm-hmm. They're, at least in this area, we had a lot of rain this year, but right now things are pretty darn dry.
Yeah, and how do you hunt a water hole or a food plot? And I suppose you might approach them differently. What are your strategies?
It's actually pretty similar. Most of the time, if I'm hunting, at least this time of year, if I'm going to hunt either one of those, I'm going to do it in the evening, unless I've got a deer that's, you know, has been patterned in the morning. I usually try to steer clear of that because I'm usually bumping them off of it, and I just don't want to let them know I'm after them yet.
Uh-huh.
So evenings, it's usually a little bit easier to get in and out. You know, we still got a lot of foliage out there, so should have enough cover to be able to sneak in and out without any problem. But I just tend to do better in the evenings, you know, on either water or food this time of year.
Okay, and if you haven't already put up a stand, or if you're going to move a stand, you don't want to be right on top of the food plot or the water, or do you?
situational. Water, you know, I usually like to set up shots for somewhere to 20 to 30 yards. It seems like 25 is, at least on water, kind of a pretty good number. Just gives you that little bit of extra buffer. If you get too close, they're going to be looking, right? It's a spot where they feel vulnerable. Their head's down, you know, they're not able to see as well. So they're going to be a little bit jumpier. And oftentimes I won't even shoot at them unless they're not drinking.
Oh.
And a little bit calmer. I've shot deer drinking, but that one can be pretty tricky. They tend to jump the string a lot.
Uh-huh. Because they're coiled and ready to go if something happens.
If something happens. Yep. Absolutely.
You ever notice that a deer actually saw your reflection in the water?
That I don't know that I have. I've taken pictures of their them and their reflection in the water, but personally I don't know if they would or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, so we practiced, we know where we're going to hunt. Now we have an equipment failure on opening weekend. Do you ever have guys walk in on Saturday afternoon or the following Monday with a bow that isn't functioning the way it was a week before?
It happens all the time. I mean, honestly, opening weekend, I would say on average, we probably get 5 or 6 that come in dry fire, torqued off. You know, if it's a case of a crossbow, it could be bolt loaded wrong, you know, hit it against the tree when I was aiming to the right or the left or something and didn't know it was that close kind of thing.
Operator error, basically.
It happens a lot. For the most part, if something does happen, you know, get it in. The quicker we see it, the quicker we can get it fixed. And for the most part, parts are coming pretty quickly. There's a few things that are taking a little longer than normal at the moment, but that should start evening out a little bit better here as we go along.
Okay. Well, if someone is looking to upgrade or looking for equipment, what specials have you got right now?
Right now, we've actually got a special going on the Raven crossbows, at least while supplies last. If you buy a Raven setup, you get a rangefinder free.
Wow.
A Raven rangefinder free, I should
say. Okay,
wow. Which is about a $400 value.
Not bad.
Just make sure you mention it when you come in, because if you don't mention it, we may not remember.
Okay. So you heard that, folks. If you're buying a Raven crossbow, ask about that Raven rangefinder. And Cuttyback Cameras had a special. Is that still going on?
They are still running their special for the Link system and for the Trax. With the Link system, I believe it was $50 off the starter kit, and then $20 off a single camera.
Okay, and what's a starter kit?
Starter kit would be the home cell unit with 2 cameras.
All right.
So 3 units total.
Very good. All right, store hours now.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Perfect. All right. Well, JC, good luck to you and Randy and Rich and all the other guys there, and we will check in with you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, look forward to it. Good luck to everybody out there, and make sure you stay safe.
Very good. J.C. Chamberlain with the Madison Outdoors Report from Pappas Trading Post, Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on Highway 14 just west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison. You can find him on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm, brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have a big inventory clearance sale on boats, electronics, docks, and lifts, and markdown prices on a bunch of other used boats, things like that. So you can check out their stuff, and including winter storage, if you get to their website and check them out. It's a good time to actually save some money. You can look forward to next year ready, you know, do some planning. You know, that's the best way to do it. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peteandwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And you can find the radio show that you're listening to right now in a couple different places online. If you don't get a chance to listen on the terrestrial networks, you can find us and download it and listen at your leisure. Go to Outdoors Radio at LakeLink, lake-link.com, and you'll find us on the Outdoor Radio tab. You can download it there, or outdoornews.com/podcasts. Dan's on social media, Dan Small Outdoors. I'm there at Hardwater Jeff.
Well, the Francis Creek Sportsman's Club is holding a squirrel hunt in 2 weeks, and we will tell you more about it next weekend, but check it out. If you know anybody in the Manitowoc area who's interested in squirrel hunting, it's Saturday the 28th of September. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is next Sunday, September 22nd. It's a matinee at 4 p.m. at the Harbor Table in Washburn, where Warren and friends will be performing Autumn Fancy. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
That needle belt now. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.